Welcome to Homey Taste, a podcast about how to make authentic Chinese food at home. Homey Taste refers to give you a pleasant feeling just like having a dinner with family at Friday night. I'm your host, Carrie, a graduate student from IUPUI. In first four episodes, I talked about the recipe of fried rice, prepped flavored fish, preserved egg and pork congee, and noodles. On episode 5, I introduced Chinese New Year food. And last episode, I talked about the famous food doupi from my hometown Wuhan. You can get all these episodes on my blog page. On today's episode, I'll talk about some Chinese desserts. Desserts in China are quite different from in the West. The best Chinese desserts are red bean buns, dragon's beard candy, egg tarts, candied fruit, pumpkin pancakes, sweet egg buns, deep-fried durians, sweet silk balls, and grass jelly. One of the main ingredients in sweet snacks and desserts is red bean. Although this may sound unfamiliar, red bean paste and red bean fillings are delicious. You'll certainly encounter this filling when in China. Red bean buns are the popular sweet version of steamed bun. Consisting of a steamed bun filled with red bean paste, these buns are the most popular way of presenting red bean paste. The buns come in a variety of different shapes and sizes, and are popular throughout the entire country, but especially popular in the north of China. Dragon's beard candy is not only a type of Chinese candy, but it is also considered a traditional art as it originates in the Han Dynasty. It is similar to candy floss as it is made of spun sugar and is very sticky. It melts easily and becomes even stickier. When it is exposed to high temperatures, this food is generally sold by the side of the road, or at stalls near popular tourist destinations. The egg tarts are basically a little custard tart, with a hard and sweet crust. They are best eaten warm and usually found in Cantonese-style restaurants. They are so popular that some shops specialize in them, and many convenience stores sell them too, pre-warmed. These are easy to pick up while sightseeing. Candied fruit on a stick. The Chinese toffee apple is an old Beijing-style snack consisting of a skewer with crab apples dipped in a liquid sugar and dried. Common varieties, especially at food markets and China's popular food streets, include other fruits coated in sugar such as kiwi or grapes. These are most authentically bought from carts by the side of the street, and in Beijing, they are hard to escape at common tourist sites. Pumpkin pancakes are easily described. They are deep-fried pumpkin pancakes consisting mainly of pumpkin, sugar, and flour. They are very popular in winter and are some of the sweetest things around in China. In fact, they may be too sweet if you aren't a big fan. In some cases, the pumpkin pancakes are covered in roasted sesame seeds for extra taste and texture. They are available in most Sichuan-style restaurants, as this is where they originate from. But they are so popular that many big restaurants serve them. Another southern Chinese favorite, the sweet egg bun consists of a warm bun filled with a mix of egg yolk and sugar. Although this may sound odd, these buns are highly popular and definitely worth a try. They are commonly found at Cantonese restaurants and are perfect for those with a sweet tooth. Durian, Asia's most infamous fruit, is also popular in China. Although infamous for its strong and bad smell, the fleshy fruit tastes good and is very popular. Many Chinese restaurants sell it as a dessert, with a slight deep-fried buttered crust. The perfect dessert for anyone wanting to step out of their comfort zone. Also makes for the perfect story with friends at home. This dessert is more common in summer, as this is when the durian is in season. Do not touch it with your bare hands as you will have trouble getting the smell off your hands. The last dessert I want to talk about is Tangyuan, also called sweet silk balls. It's a warm soup that originates in Sichuan cuisine and is a staple food on any Sichuan restaurant's menu. It is sweet and filled with fermented rice and sticky rice balls. Sometimes, because of the fermented rice, the soup can be a little bit alcoholic and taste like Southern Chinese rice wine. This soup is usually eaten at large family meals because of its name, which is similar to the phrase for family reunion. Thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Homey Taste. I'm your host, Carrie. Next episode, we may have a guest here and do something interesting. Don't miss it!